Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today, my brothers, my sisters, is Saturday, second week in ordinary time. First reading will be taken from 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, verses 11 to 12, verse 17, 19, 23 to 27. Our psalm for today is Psalm 80. Gospel reading will be taken from Mark's Gospel chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. King David lamented when he heard about the deaths of Saul and his son Jonathan. Yes, David had endured the torments, attacks, and insults of Saul. Hence, he could have celebrated the death of Saul. Rather, David, in response, composed a poem in praise of Saul and his children. My brothers, my sisters, when those who hate us, those who insulted us, defamed us, annoyed us, eventually become victims of their own wickedness, our response must always be the response of our Lord Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verse 34. Our Lord Jesus himself was never vindictive. He taught us by example to love our enemies and those who persecute us. Besides, he had declared in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And in Proverbs chapter 94, verse 1, the Lord says, "I will avenge this evil. Wait on the Lord, and he will save you." Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord calls us today to pray for our leaders, especially those who have misled us, to pray for parents and pastors who abused us, to pray for friends who betrayed us, and for the times we were the abusers and defamers, the Lord calls us to beg for mercy. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, from verse 23, the Lord says, "If you bring your gifts to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gifts there before the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gifts." Therefore, my brother, my sister, we are called today to uphold the love of God and the love of neighbor. We are called to uphold the teaching of the Prince of Peace. We are called to humble ourselves and to learn to make peace with those who hurt us. And lastly, we must always have at the back of our minds the teaching of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, from verse 15. The Lord says, "If your brother sins against you, go and confront him privately. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over." Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 also says, "Brothers, if someone is caught in a trespass, you who are spiritual should restore him with a spirit of gentleness. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted." And so, my brother, my sister, if the Lord does not mark our guilt and has not marked your guilt, let go, make peace, and ensure that the peace of the Lord is re-established and reigns within your household, within your families, within your community. You are called to be an instrument, an agent of peace. That is your identity. May the Lord help us to uphold the teachings of our Lord Jesus today, forever, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.